Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Easy Natural English with Liam. Today I want to talk to you about a very important topic, and that is the Black Lives Matter movement that is in America and is now spreading around the world. Perhaps you've seen the protests in the news and you're wondering what's happening, or maybe you know what's happening but you don't know how to talk about it in English. So today I want to help you with that. As usual, I'll be speaking with no script and no editing, so you can hear natural sounding English, but I do have some notes today to help me get my facts in the correct order. So I want to start by talking about how Black Lives Matter started. So this has come from a result of an unfair system in America where black people are being killed at a higher rate than white people or Asian people or Hispanic people, particularly by the police. So it started in 2012 when a young man called Trayvon Martin, well, I say young man, he was actually 17 years old, so he was still a teenager. Trayvon Martin was a young African-American man just walking to the shop to buy a drink and some sweets. He was doing nothing wrong when a man called George Zimmerman, who was doing Neighborhood Watch. Neighborhood Watch is kind of like a volunteer security in a neighborhood. This man, George Zimmerman, thought that Trayvon Martin looked suspicious or dangerous and shot Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin died, and the murderer, George Zimmerman, did not go to prison. This caused a lot of people, of course, to become very angry and frustrated, and this is when the Black Lives Movement started happening, and we started to see the hashtag Black Lives Matter. So in the same year, Jordan Davis, who was also 17 years old, was stopped at a gas station when a white man told him that his music was too loud and decided that for some reason that he needed to shoot Jordan Davis. So again, Jordan Davis was not even an adult and had been shot and killed. Just the year after, in 2013, Renisha McBride, who was only 19 years old, an African-American woman whose car had been in an accident, she went to knock on a house to ask for help, and a white person from within side shot her and killed her. As you can understand, a lot of people at this time were feeling very angry and very frustrated. And this following year, in 2014, Eric Garner was a man who the police thought he might have been selling cigarettes but not paying tax. Okay, something as simple and tiny as this was a reason for the police to choke this man to death. So choke is when you take someone's throat and you stop them from breathing. So this man, Eric Garner, was killed by a police officer, and people watching this event said that he had said, "I can't breathe." So the police officers could clearly hear that this man could not breathe, and he was choked and died. So there are many events after this which happened. Many people who have been killed, particularly by the police, so African-American people being killed by the police. But I can't explain them all because there are just too many. So if you are interested and you want to know more, check, just search on Google, like Black Lives Matter timeline, and you will see many more examples. So the most recent one was a man called George Floyd. George Floyd, again, was suspected by the police of a very small crime. The police thought that he was had forged a check for $20. So forged a check means like it's not a real check, it's a fake. Okay, but it was a, yeah, that was the crime he was suspected of. Again, a very small thing. And the police officer put this man on the ground and kneeled on him, on his neck. He kneeled, like, he put his knee on his neck for 9 minutes. And again, this man, like the one before, was saying, "I can't breathe." And the police continued to choke him, and he died as well. And this is why now you see many protests that are happening in America, and many people are very frustrated and very angry. So in America, they have, I mean, every country has a lot of trouble with racism. But the reason this is such a problem in America is the police kill people at a much higher rate than most other developed countries. So in the UK, between 1990 to 2014, which is only 24 years, only 55 people were killed by the police in 24 years. In America, last year, in 1 year, 1,100 people were killed by the police. So you can see America is a bit bigger than the UK, but this is much too high. That's 3 people per day are being killed by the police. And 2.5 times, African American people are 2.5 times more likely to be killed by the police. So although they are only, the black people in America are only 13% of the population, 13%, but 24% of people killed by the police are African American. So you can see this is clearly a very tragically unfair situation which is happening in America, and this is why people are very angry. So you might hear some people who don't like the Black Lives Matter movement, and those people are saying things like, "All lives matter." These people clearly don't fully understand the situation. And the best way I heard somebody explain this is someone said, if there is a house on your street that is on fire, so perhaps it's one of your neighbor's houses, it's on fire, somebody calls the fire brigade, you know, the firefighters, to stop the fire. When the firefighters arrived to the burning house, imagine another homeowner whose house was not on fire was saying, "All houses matter, come and save my house," when their house is not on fire. I think this is the best explanation I've heard of why we should not be saying all lives matter. Because yes, of course, all lives matter, but most of us, especially the white people in America, are not in as much danger as the black people in America. So we need to look at the situation, which is very important. We need to focus on where the main problem is right now. So police brutality means like violence, the fighting. Police brutality is a problem that really needs to be addressed because police are killing many people, but in particular, they're killing black people. So that's why this movement is called Black Lives Matter. So this topic, like I said, is a bit difficult. If you didn't understand, I hope that somehow I've helped you to understand. If you already knew, I hope that I've helped you to talk about this in English if you'd like to. But really, this is just me talking, and I am a white person. I have white privilege. You know, my life has been very easy as a white person. So I'm very far from this situation. So if you're interested, please go and listen to the voices of African American people who are the ones that are really experiencing this situation. So In the description of the YouTube video and on the podcast as well, I will put some links for resources where you can go and read more. And also, if you would like to help, I will put resources about how you can help. So you can join a protest, you can donate to charities that are helping this situation. And something you can do day to day is whenever you hear somebody say anything racist, racist is when you say something bad about somebody because they're black or Asian or Hispanic. If you hear somebody say something racist, speak up. Tell them that they cannot say that. Tell them that is wrong and that leads to these very horrible, tragic situations like we're seeing in America and unfortunately in other countries too. The UK has similar problems, just at the moment there's a lot of focus on America. So please, let's all do what we can and yeah, let's try to make a more peaceful world together. Thank you all for listening and I will see you all back here next time.